you know anything about your great grandparents?
Yeah, I can tell you about great grandpa John C.
That's on your mother's side?
My mother's side. He went to school at the university. He was born in Virginia. I've got a facsimile copy of his registration at the University of Virginia in 1835, class of 1835. He was registered from Huntsville, Alabama, but he had been born in Virginia. His relatives were in Virginia. And his father, his name was Carolus, the old Latin, Charles. And he was kind of sporty and liked to race horses. His wife was a very religious woman, and on one of his expeditions, while he's gone from home, she died. Mm. And when he came home and found her dead, he went in the room and locked, turned the lock, never come out till he died.
Mm. How old was he when he did that?
He couldn't have been too old. Must have been a man around 40.
Goodness.
Well, his name was Carolus, and he named his boy John Crawford for Colonel John Crawford, who was the last man pointed to stake by Indians. Now, I'm telling you what Grandpa told me. And the Indians captured him, burned him at the stake, and an old Indian brave rushed up and scalped him. And a squaw run up with a shovel full of hot coals and put them on his head. Mm. Now, if that ain't savage, I don't know what you can. Now, that's the man he was named for, John Crawford.
Where was his wife from?
That was in Virginia.
She was from Virginia, too? That was,
yeah.
Did they later move to
Alabama? She was a Coleman. Coleman family, she was. And he, when he died and she died, he left two children, Elizabeth and John. John. Elizabeth married a man named George. And John came on down to Huntsville, Alabama, after he left the University of Virginia. Studied law under Judge Daniel Coleman, his uncle, and got his license to practice in Huntsville, Alabama.
This was your grandfather?
Great-grandfather.
Great-grandfather.
John. And then he come along and married his wife, who was Elizabeth, whose wife, his wife was Louisa. She was born in Woodville, Mississippi. The father was Archibald, who was partner of Judge Edwards, built the first railroad. And Archibald had other children besides Louisa, his daughter. He had Daniel and another one named Archibald. Now, Archibald came and bought land on Lake Bolivar. Liked to fish. He left Hinds County and came out in bought land on Lake Bolivar and married a niece of General his neighbor. She was a Miss I'll tell you in a minute. Anyway, she didn't live but a year. She died in childbirth.